This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And also by Thumb Bank & Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay counties to serve their customers. Community strong since 1895. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. There will not be a contested primary election race for the state's 98th district representative, but there will be a contested race for it in the fall general election. The 98th district consists of all of Huron County and most of Sanilac County, along with parts of Lapeer and Tuscola counties. Incumbent Republican Greg Alexander of Carsonville is being challenged by newcomer Democrat April Ozentoski of Bad Axe. The two will square off during the November election. There will be a hotly contested race during the primary election in August for the 64th district representative as well. Democrats from Port Huron who are running include John Anter, Matthew Castillo, and Ken Hoovelman, who are running for the nomination. Republicans who are running for that party's nomination are Georgie Baldwin of Port Huron, Gary Essien of St. Clair Township, Ryan Maxson of Smiths Creek, and Joseph Pavlov of Kimball Township. The 64th District covers most of St. Clair County and all of Worth Township in Sanilac County. And another local and regional news for today. A St. Clair County sheriff deputy received some much-needed equipment to help keep him safe while he's working. The department's canine Brock has received a bullet and stab protective vest thanks to a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated. This potentially life-saving body armor for four-legged canine officers is American-made, custom-fitted, and certified. Since its inception, Vested Interest in Canines Incorporated has provided over 5,514 vests to canines in all 50 states at an estimated value of $6.9 million, made possible by both private and corporate donations. Each vest has a value of roughly $1,800, weighs an average of 4 to 5 pounds, and comes with a 5-year warranty. Donations are tax deductible for any contributions in any amount, and $985 will sponsor one full vest. For more information, you can call 508-824-6978. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
It's that time of year again when farmers are preparing for the spring planting season. Let Thumb Bank & Trust help your farming operation grow. This is Matt Ross, Ag Lender for Thumb Bank & Trust. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, obtain a line of credit, or buy new machinery, let Thumb Bank & Trust help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at the farm. We are committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A South African aquarium is stretched beyond capacity after more than 500 baby sea turtles were washed up onto beaches by a rare and powerful storm, and they were rescued by members of the public. The little turtles are mostly endangered loggerheads. They will spend the first few months of their lives in newly built plastic tanks at the Turtle Conservation Center at the Two Oceans Aquarium in Cape Town. The center has a normal capacity of only 150 turtles. Turtles are vulnerable to extreme weather and climate change, But the storm has given conservationists a valuable insight into another increasingly common danger, plastic pollution in the ocean. And another national and international news. A swarm of bees created quite a baseball buzzkill in the desert. The start of Tuesday night's game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks was delayed nearly 2 hours after a bee colony swarmed the top of the protective netting behind home plate. It took more than an hour before a beekeeper arrived, and he was scissor lifted up to the swarm. He then safely removed the bees and pumped his fist to the cheering crowd as he was lowered back down to the field. The game was delayed nearly 90 minutes, and the players were also given an extra 30 minutes in order to loosen back up before the first pitch. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, May the 1st of 2024. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And also by Thumb Bank and Trust, with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay counties to serve their customers. Community strong since 1895.